This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Alkuizeny, Alkuizeny, first name, Fadhila, Fadhila, date of birth, 01-22-1954, date of evaluation, 01-03-2022, the chief complaint, abdominal and chest pain, the HVI. The patient is a 67-year-old female who had been referred by Dr. Ralph Peterson for evaluation, period. Patient reportedly had episodes of abdominal pain for several months and further reportedly had chest pain. At her initial evaluation, she denied chest pain or shortness of breath or weight loss, period. However, initial consultation was requested for chest pain, period. The patient's past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next, number, abdominal pain, past surgical history, C-section times 1, medications, amlodipine 10 milligrams 1 daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams 1 daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had enlarged heart and congestive heart failure, the social history, patient is a Muslim, she does not smoke or drink, review of systems, gastrointestinal, significant for abdominal pain and gallstones, neck, she has had stiffness and pain, review of systems, otherwise was noted to be unremarkable. She was referred for EKG and echocardiographic evaluation, period. The patient returns to the office today for routine follow-up, period. She again denies chest pain, shortness of breath. The history is assisted by her daughter, who interprets over the phone, period. The vital signs, stable, examination, patient otherwise not examined. The ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 76 beats per minute. There is loss of R waves in beats V1 and V2, suggesting prior atrioseptal myocardial infarction. There is evidence of left anterior fascicular block, period. The ECG otherwise has no acute changes. Echocardiogram performed on December 21, 2021, reveals normal left ventricular function with ejection fraction of 64%, period, trace aortic regurgitation, period, trace mitral regurgitation, period, trivial tricuspid regurgitation, period, trace pulmonic regurgitation, period. The impression, this is a 67-year-old female with questionable history of chest pain who is noted to have an abnormal EKG, period. On the current examination, she has denied symptoms of chest pain, period. She reports history of abdominal pain, which has now resolved, as she has had a change in her diet, period. She notes that abdominal pain has resolved by discontinuing all bread in her diet, period. Echocardiogram reveals insignificant valvular regurgitation, period. The plan will follow up in 1 year, period. No further interventions at this time, period. Would consider stress testing if she has additional chest pain, period. In the interim, will continue to follow, period. She was noted to have mild edema on the initial examination, period. This most likely was related to amlodipine. No additional follow-up is necessary on this at this time, period. However, if edema is worsening, can consider discontinue hydrochlorothiazide and or addition of an ACE/ARB inhibitor. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on Fadhila, F-A-D-H-I-L-A, Al-Kizveni, A-L-Q-I-Z-W-E-N-Y. Thank you.